looking at the picture, you can see how the symbols relate. The two sinusoids inside circles are, in the case of the generator, feeding the output into this symbol. You can imagine a connection between it and the similar symbol that feeds R3. And then the circuit is completed by R3 going back to ground, and you imagine that the two grounds are connected together via a wire that you don't see on the drawing. Similarly, R1 is fed by battery B1, and R2 is fed by battery B2 via invisible connections between those points. If you look at the next picture, I've drawn in the connections between those just so that you can see the whole circuit. But it is expected of you later, whenever I no longer even show the power sources, to be able to visualize these in your mind, because the circuits will become complex enough that the power sources will be assumed.